show them and great to have you here. Thursday morning, and we regularly will do a check-in with the mayors from both Saskatoon and Regina. You'll remember last week we had Regina's mayor, Chad Baczynski, on the program. Scheduling didn't allow us to get both mayors on at the same time this month, so we've scheduled separate sections, and today is our check-in with Saskatoon's mayor, Cynthia Block, who joins me by phone this morning from her office. Mayor Block, thanks so much for taking our call.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Okay, we got lots of questions. I think have conditioned listeners that when we have one mayor on, we have both, because I had Mayor Baczynski on last week, but we got a lot of questions for you for when you came on. So I kind of bookmarked those and I've got them set up here. But one of them was around the downtown arena. And I read a recent news story here towards the end of October about the vote by city council to defer the downtown arena project agreement. Can you give us an update on where that is and why that decision was made?
Yeah, so this is involving the private partner, which is an American company known as OVG or Oakview Group. Yeah. And they are operators in facilities across North America, many in Canada. And they have been making a play for our city for quite some time. And it finally came to council, and council deferred, I think, largely because of the economic climate that we're living in and our relationship with the United States at the moment. I know that those are at least some of the factors that council is considering, but I think in the wider lens, this is a very big decision. It would be like the very first piece of a larger funding plan that would require input from other orders of government. And having a private partner is a great way to kick off that strategy. But is this for sure the right thing for us to do as a city? And I think, again, I'm not going to speak for all of council, but it did pass unanimously that we would revisit this in the first quarter of next year.
Okay. And is there any worry that the deferral could jeopardize that partnership with the private company?
I mean, I guess there's always that risk. Mm. And I think on side that council felt that there was risk on all sides. And, you know, how can we just make sure that we have a sober second thought before we go ahead and enter a deal like this? I will say that I think this was a very good opportunity for our city. OVG did a great job explaining it. All of the proceeds and profits from their operation would stay in Canada. Those were, you know, really important pieces of learning that happened during that council meeting. And I think that, you know, just foundationally, just remember for your listeners that, you know, one day when Saskatchewan Center moves downtown, there will not be a property tax impact. It's a for-profit venue, and this should not be necessary.
Saskatoon's Mayor Cynthia Block is my guest. Federal budget came down about a week ago. We know there were some budget implications when it comes to housing and home buying. What kind of impact is that going to have on Saskatoon? Was there any good news in there for taxpayers in the city?
The really big one for us is making sure that the funding for housing through the Housing Accelerator Fund would be intact, and that there would be an opportunity to ensure that the infrastructure that cities need to be able to accommodate a lot more housing is also going to have support from the federal government. And I think that those pieces are going to be really significant. We know that housing is a crunch in all of the cities in Saskatchewan and really right across the country. So our ability to get more housing built more quickly is pretty foundational to the success of our city right now.
Is that infrastructure funding? And I talked with Mayor Baczynski about it, but we've heard from SARM, for example, as well, saying that is foundational at number one, growth, but number to minimizing potential future impacts on taxes on citizens. Is that something, when you can access that infrastructure funding, that it will have a positive impact in that it won't need to come out of taxpayer pockets?
Yeah, like the way that we generally operate in our city, we have a land bank, which means we are a developer of lands and infrastructure, and we make that money back when those lots get sold. But we definitely need those overarching larger infrastructure pieces from the federal government in order to accommodate an ever-growing city. And, you know, municipalities across the country are leaning in on this because we sort of go cap in hand to try to figure out how to get some of the tax revenue coming to our cities. When economies are growing in the provincial and federal coffers, they grow as well. But for cities, they don't. And so the costs come to us. How do we figure out ways to work with other orders of government where we're not only getting those supports back on infrastructure and other things, but untethered dollars. When they get too prescriptive, sometimes we're applying for funding for things that are more appropriate for a city like Vancouver or Toronto. So I'm leaning in all of the time asking for an ability to understand that we are different out here in the middle of Canada, and how can we make sure that those funding arrangements are flexible enough that we can have a strong access in a good way to advance the things that we need in our cities and in our province. And on that note, it's one of the things that I know we're the envy of many places across the country, in that the provincial sales tax portion of the provincial sales tax that goes to cities is untethered, and that is an enormous help for our cities.
Saskatoon Mayor Cynthia Block is my guest. As always, we welcome questions that you might have. 1-877-332-8255. Jesse was very quick on the draw, Mayor, this morning with a question about this AI garbage can that, in Jesse's word, doesn't seem like it was a great return on investment. It cost us $26,000 and didn't really work out. Can the mayor explain what happened and what the plan is going forward?
Jesse, thank you very much for that question. I'm happy to tell you that not a single dollar from property tax is used to fund this research project. Saskatoon is actually one of five cities across Canada that was chosen to receive federal funds for this research project. And the whole point is to figure out ways to reduce the overall methane in our landfills so that we don't have to replace them. And if we can stave that off, it will be a huge win for taxpayers in our city.
So that was funding, was that federal government money then, Mayor?
That's correct.
Okay, sounds good. And my understanding was that the goal is that it helps you understand which bin you should put your article in, and whether it's something that's recyclable, something that can go to the landfill, and it wasn't, its accuracy rating was not great. Am I right?
I don't know much about the outcomes yet. I think the AI project is ongoing, mm-hmm. but for sure it's helping us to make sure that we are utilizing those bins effectively, and knowing what goes in that green bin is really important, because it's those pieces that create the methane in our landfill and then makes it also fill up too quickly. And so you've got an environmental risk and a space risk. And the whole point to all of this waste management program is to try to divert everything we possibly can away from the landfill. It's for environmental reasons and also to save taxpayers money.
Okay, we've got two main themes developing on the text line. One of them is temporary warming shelters. There was a meeting that was held recently where a couple of councillors were frustrated, feeling as if they were put in a bad position. They didn't have a choice but to vote in favor of a deal because they felt it was already done. One of the councillors said, "I feel like I have a gun to my head on making this decision." Can you give us a sense of where things are at on the decision that was made to purchase this building, basically in terms of a warming center?
The city and the province have been working very closely together to try to make sure that there's a safe place for people to be 24/7, 365 days a year. And we entered into that in the spring and had a very successful program in partnership with the Saskatoon Tribal Council. And now it's like a transition into the winter. And I think that there has been some communication gaps, but also it is way harder than people know to find access to places for a temporary place for, that somebody would rent to you or otherwise open their doors over the course of the winter. And despite our best efforts on all sides, the deal fell through at the very, very last minute, late last week. And so I'm getting my weeks mixed up. Let's just say it was a few days later that we're in chambers, and we are now dealing with an urgent matter to make sure that people have a safe place to be. And we have two warming centers. One of them is at St. Mary's Parish. The other one now is downtown at the old bus depot. And that one will be primarily focused for women. And we've learned that you need to separate men and women, especially overnight. And so the city has stepped up, and we are getting that. And it is up and running. It's totally up and running. And I think it was just an unfortunate situation, and it was really not possible to have, you know, much better communication. And I'm just really glad it's open. I'm glad it got over the finish line. And I think that in partnership, we're working in good faith. And this was just a very regrettable situation.
So the one that fell through, is that the one that was the former restaurant?
No, that will be the permanent warming center, or at least semi-permanent, as in that city will have full control over that building because we will own it. And that means, like, if it needs something needs to happen quickly, we will be able to do that.
Right.
And, you know, we don't know what will be the plans for the actual building in the longer term. But again, because we have a land bank, there's no impact to property tax. It is an investment right now and a way to be a partner with the province as we, you know, tackle this urgent issue in our city. And it was because of that, you know, the purchase of that property requires some pretty extensive renovations in terms of HVAC and all of the pieces that would make it not habitable right now. But by the end of this month, we expect it will be ready. And then that temporary location at the bus depot will transition to Avenue C.
So why is the bus depot, and this is the question that's coming up on the text line, why is the bus depot not the permanent option? You already owned that. You didn't have to go out and buy it. Why could that not have been used?
Because the downtown event and entertainment district will need to utilize that property. So to invest in it in a way that would be able to support a long-term strategy for warming and cooling would mean that it would be a financial investment that would cost taxpayers money, and it is quite likely to be in service of something to do with the downtown event and entertainment district in the not that distant future.
Okay, we're going to have to take our break here. When we come back, more questions. I've got a lineup of questions for you on the text line, Mayor. So we'll take our break. We'll be back with Saskatoon Mayor Cynthia Block here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Chatting today with Saskatoon Mayor Cynthia Block. Mayor Block, I'm going to ask two very quick follow-up questions. We had a texter wanting to know if the city is using money out of reserve funds for these temporary or permanent warming shelters. Is that a thing?
It is. Well, let me just think this through. I can't remember now. The overall cost was between $50,000 and $75,000. The council approved to get the building renovated. And my understanding is that is coming out of the reserve for capital expenditures.
Okay.
That is existing still, that's left over still in this fiscal year.
Because there was, my understanding is the city received money for warming shelters. Am I not right on that? I thought the city got $3 million. From the feds on warming shelters.
Yeah, and that's it's for capital. So the purchase of the building is actually totally funded by a federal government program. So there was no city funds that are being used to purchase.
Okay. I'm going to jump into the possible rising costs of taxes. Saskatoon's 2026 property tax hike projected, and we know this is just a projection at this point, of 8.23%. There are a number of people. I'm looking at a text from Bryn here, who essentially is saying, you know, it's becoming unaffordable to live in the city. This is, if you extrapolate what this potentially could be over the next couple of years, along with what we've seen in the last couple of years, we're talking close to 40% tax hike, possibly. And so Bryn is saying, you know, why are we spending money on new libraries and all of these things when it's becoming unaffordable for citizens? I'm sure you hear this question a lot, but can you give us your thoughts on that?
Right. So I'm not sure where 40% comes from, but I hear you, Bryn. Like, this is an enormous struggle for cities right across the country as we are dealing with just unbelievable inflation for all of the ways that we know we are being impacted in our homes through the consumer price index going up. It is many multiples higher for the things that cities do. For example, asphalt, concrete, sand, all of those types of things have gone up in cost, you know, many multiples. And, you know, add to that that, you know, fire engines and police cars have more than doubled. And how do we say no to those things? These are not nice to have. These budget projections are not going toward the library. These budget projections are not going toward, you know, any large infrastructure. They are going to maintain the services that we rely on every single day. And so what the projection right now is a starting point. I strongly anticipate that the number will come down, and that is, of course, the work of council that will happen toward the end of this month.
Okay, there was a question here that I was wanting to get to in regard to. So this is a pretty specific question, but Lauren is asking out of Saskatoon why we aren't using asphalt for the new bus stops. We're using and pouring concrete streets. There's a huge cost difference there. And Lauren goes on to say that this doesn't seem to be the norm in other cities. It seems like we're spending money we don't need to. Do you have any knowledge of that? That's pretty specific. I get it.
Yeah, actually, I'm happy to speak to that. It's literally what is required for a rapid bus system. And there are not many of them across the country. We are in, like, we're becoming a big little city or a little big city. You know, we're not, you know, Calgary, Toronto, or Vancouver, but we are also growing at an accelerated rate. And if we don't figure out ways to handle transit differently, congestion problems are going to make it harder for absolutely everyone. And so this is a system. It is a system that is designed to move more people more quickly, more reliably, and efficiently. And those platforms, which are designed to have as many as 200 people on those platforms, it is simply the design that is required. So Transportation of Canada guidelines would predict, or not predict, but would sort of rule about how those need to be built.
Well, we got to a handful of questions, Mayor. We didn't get to any of my questions, but we got lots of listener questions through. I appreciate you giving us some time. We'll do it again, of course, leading up to Christmas. We'll do a check-in with you in December as well. Thank you so much for giving us the time today.
Thank you.
Mayor Cynthia Block, the mayor of Saskatoon. Gosh, I'm telling you, we run out of time every time. We normally have both mayors for a full hour. We couldn't get the scheduling to work this week, or this month, I should say. So we had separate half-hour segments with the two mayors, but they will be back next month as well. And I appreciate everyone's interest in texting in questions. Okay, we'll take our break. We'll be back with more Open Lines here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.